I was born in Kolibu in Accra.
My father came to the United States in 1992 to actually play soccer.
I think Lagos is an interesting place to live in.
I grew up in Gabon.
I am a student at the University of Johannesburg here in South Africa.
I come from a country in the southern part of Africa called Zambia.
My name is Amanda Ihime.
My name is Omorimade Olufala Olufemi Afolabi Oluwadamilare Agulagbokute.
My name is Ama Asantoa Diaka.
The Diaries of Contemporary Africans is a podcast of the AMBC, African Masters Broadcasting Center.
Say good morning. Say good morning. Say good morning.
My daughter is just 4. And I realize every day that I'm growing another human being who I want to be somebody of value to society, to the world. I can see that I'm her first male figure in her life that she sees every day, that she looks up to, and I see how that's going to shape how she views men that she works with, or at least a man that she will consider to be her partner in life. And the best that I can do is, in spite of my own deficiencies, there are so many things that I will improve of myself just to make sure that this child sees something extremely positive and can look up to and set a high standard for other men to come. My name is Soji Jacobs. A father, husband, father of one at the moment. The last time that I was interviewed on the Everyday People show at the time was in 2020. I got married in 2018 and our daughter came in 2019. So it meant that I missed a couple of birthdays because of COVID. I wasn't able to be with them, unfortunately, for about 2 years. In 2020, my daughter just turned 1, which I wasn't there for. I mean, her birthday is coming up in a couple of days, and I'm just so grateful that I will have the opportunity to be here with her and experience it. Because children, they grow up so fast. There's so many stages in their life where before you know it, they're off to college. You know, before you know it, they're married and doing their own thing. And I want to be present in every aspect of my daughter's life and also to do life with my partner. And so right now, as any couple, any family, we are just doing life together. In the little few years that I've been married, the little I would say is that everything is a journey. It's about learning. It's about discovery. And it takes a lot to do life with another person. Everybody has their own viewpoints. You have to remember that you're going in the direction that is necessary, that will benefit the entire family. There are times when you lead. There are times when you follow. At the end of the day, as long as you can both go to bed and wake up and still talk to each other, I think that's fine. I'm a project manager and business developer at Lufodo, which is a creative business. I'm also the program director of our sister company, Lufodo Academy of Performing Arts, which focuses on training performers and different kinds of talent.
Hello, Joke Silva here. Are you interested in acting?
Lufodo was established by my parents, Mr. Olu Jacobs and Mrs. Joke Jacobs, aka Joke Silva, as far back as 1985, before I was born. And it was set up as a multifaceted entity to capture things in entertainment and outside entertainment. Primarily, we focused over the years on just entertainment projects and creative work. Right now, we are structured in 3 business units. We have Global Memorial Hall, which is a Lagos State asset that is under Lufodo's management, at least for the next 5 years, capturing enterprise heritage and culture. We have Lufodo Productions that focuses primarily on content creation, on screen, so film, TV, radio, and theater. And we have Lufodo Academy of Performing Arts, which focuses on training, artistic training, so training actors, writers, directors, and other disciplines across the ecosystem.
Oh, you see,
fundraiser. It will be the 25th year since Grace House was established. I can fight with all of my mind.
The kind of talent that we have worked with, the founders never shied away from giving people a chance. You know, trying out new talents, giving people an opportunity, paying people well, showing a certain standard of production, whether it's on a theater, whether it's in film, whether it's curatorial projects. We have been responsible for two curatorial projects, one in 2012, where we curated culture in London at the 2012 Olympics, and also at the Nigerian Creative Arts Exchange in Paris in 2018, where we were able to showcase our culture to a French delegation of businessmen who also came down to Nigeria along with President Macron. And these are some of the talents that we worked with. The compere, the top compere at the time, was Lala Akindoju, who currently works with Amazon Prime. Adekunle Gold, who is now signed to Def Jam Records. At the time, he was popular, but not this popular. And we also recognized the potential for growth. Even at the time, Chef Riggs at the time was an up-and-coming chef. Right now, Chef Riggs is massive. So we identify with top talents, and we know where they're going, the trajectory. And we always definitely want to work with the best set of people. So Lufodo has always been relevant in developing and associating itself with the best talents in the space.
How can one man cause so much pain because of prophets?
Because he can. Because there are no consequences.
Like any industry, because entertainment contributes directly to the GDP of any country. But its main contribution is indirect, in that it provides a way of marketing your country, marketing your culture, your cuisine, your fashion, and it tells the world about you. And the thing about our art has gotten to a point where it's become widely coveted. Our music, our dance routines are performed by some of the best dance outfits across the globe. And the quality of our soft power is growing. Nigeria's leverage is primarily on its soft power. As an economic giant, it does have that potential, but we are progressing on two fronts, which is our hard power, which is the strength of our economy, which is also the strength of our population, our military, and then also our soft power being your culture, which is your music, your cuisine, your fashion, your film. And Nigeria has a nice mix of both. We are definitely stronger on our soft power, and that is something that is giving a lot of opportunity to Nigeria, you know, with our films, etc. And everyone seems to be open to what Nigeria is. It is the hard power perception too that is where it's a bit stifling because of, you know, the conditions in Nigeria, etc. And what entertainment does is that it's great PR for your country, which is what entertainment has been doing for the United States, which is what makes United States the biggest brand in the world. You know, brand USA, it promotes all its products in different industries. You know, the best commercials, the best films. It, even with films, they promote its aviation, they promote the strength of its military, they promote its space programs, its educational programs. On various social issues, they use entertainment as a massive medium to engage the world, which is why America is still the preferred destination of the world till date.
The king died last month. Tonight is his burial.
And when you look at entertainment over the last, even the last 10 years, but I can go back as far as when I was growing up in my early teens, I mean, our music has definitely improved significantly. The quality of our sound, the quality of our music videos, quality of our concerts, everything else seems to have improved except film fundamentally. And without strong production values, the poor quality of productions distract from the real issues, which is supposed to be the story or the music or the songs that are being told. And so obviously entertainment requires a lot more investment. We need more studios. We need more cinemas. We need more budgets for productions, because films, they're much deeper than music videos. Music videos are about 3 minutes, while films, TV series are 45 minutes for the average TV show per episode. And then a film is an hour, 45, 2 hours. And those solve more complex problems in society. And you need stronger budgets. Hollywood, even on their TV shows, they spend an average of what? On the low end, probably $250,000 per episode. So about $5 million per episode on the higher side. And there's a reason why they spend so much, because production standards are critical to the success of any film. When you're telling a story, the story is not just the script. It's not just the direction. It's not just the stars. It's everything across the ecosystem. It's the continuity. It's the costume. It's the sound. It's the effects that you use. It's the locations. It's the grading, the kind of cameras you use, the microphones you use. Everything tells that story.
But before they bury him, the Elishi must die so as to accompany him to heaven.
I have to report that one prominent chief made the Elishi...
My name is Soji Jacobs. I'm a project manager, business developer, and program director, a father, husband, and this is my everyday story.
Diaries of Contemporary Africans is a podcast of the AMBC. A Pan-African media house dedicated to telling authentic African stories. DRC Jaye is the creative director producer of the podcast. Original music, composition, sound design, and audio production are also by DRC Jaye. Ngozi Cole is the executive producer of this podcast. If you enjoyed listening, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. For inquiries, sponsorship, or collaboration, please email us at email@ambcnetwork.com.